This is Unsolved Mysteries and Crimes. I'm your host, Grace Kukowski.
And I'm your co-host, Lindsay Shrove. Today we are bringing you the most terrifying and controversial crimes from the past century. Crimes have been occurring since the beginning of time, but some crimes still remain unsolved today. These particular murders have caused many theories and controversies all around the world.
These mysteries include the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, the Zodiac Killer, the Hunter Kaifeck murders, and Jack the Ripper. Evidence and suspects were found for all of these murders. However, all of them have yet to be solved. These murders remain unsolved due to the lacking or inexplicable evidence. The first unsolved mystery we will be focusing on is the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. JonBenet Ramsey was a very successful 7-year-old pageant queen who lived with her brother, who was 2 years older than her mother, and her father. On December 26, 1996, around 5 o'clock a.m., JonBenet was found missing from her bed. The family then found a ransom note explaining how their daughter had been kidnapped, yet she was safe. The criminal explained how the family had to pay $118,000, the amount JonBenet had received for winning her most recent pageant, to get her back.
The family immediately started collecting money to have their daughter return safely. However, once her father went into the basement, he found JonBenet dead, strangled, and with a blow to the head. The authorities were contacted, but the killer still remains unknown. One major reason why the killer is still unidentified is because the father had picked up JonBenet after her death and moved her, making the police unable to test for fingerprints.
Also, other members of the family were coming and going, making it difficult to find any evidence. The home also had open windows, making it easy for a criminal to enter and escape, but when the authorities arrived to the scene, they noticed no footprints near the open windows. This led authorities to imagine many possible suspects and theories. Many theories were, and still are, circulating about the family members possibly being the cause of the death of JonBenet. The most common theory, though, is that her brother Burke could have murdered her.
However, none of these theories have been proved correct. Therefore, the mystery of the murder of JonBenet Ramsey still remains unsolved. This next unsolved mystery was so unbelievable we had to include this mystery in the podcast. This is the mystery of the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer was a serial killer from America. This killer committed most of their murders in the 1960s and the 1970s, and all the murders occurred in the secluded areas near San Francisco. The Zodiac Killer also loved the media. They left coded messages for the police and newspapers, often taunting them. In order to read the messages, the police had to decode them. They often left warnings or clues, and the Zodiac Killer always signed with their signature, a circle with a plus sign over it.
The killer even left a 13-symbol note reading, "This is the Zodiac speaking. By the way, have you cracked the last cipher I sent you? My name is..." However, no one has been able to crack the code yet. Therefore, the killer still remains unknown. There have been many suspects circulating, but there is yet to be one confirmed identity. Many people have even come forward claiming to be the killer, but evidence did not match up.
There has been a few famous suspects, such as Arthur L. Allen, but he was let off because his handwriting did not match up. Even though there has been many speculations, no one has yet been confirmed as the Zodiac Killer, and the case still remains unsolved.
The Zodiac Killer isn't the only murderer tripping us up. The Hunter Kaifeck murders are just as curious and unsolvable. On March 31, 1922, a discreet family of five and their maid were murdered in their farmhouse and barn. The family included grandparents Andreas and Kazilla Sr., their daughter Victoria, and their children Kazilla Jr. and Joseph. The maid Maria was also killed during the crime. The family also had special relations with Lorenz Schlitzenbauer, who was the father of Joseph. The entire family was despised and not liked by the local townspeople other than Victoria. She was a singer in church and was not known for skipping a session.
When Kazilla was not seen at school and Victoria was not at church, their neighbors started to worry. When they finally decided to check on them, the family was not found inside the home. Once the neighbors entered the barn, they found a horrifying sight. Four of the family members were found dead and wrapped in hay. Joseph and the maid were later found dead in the farmhouse. Instead of being wrapped in hay, the killer had wrapped the others in skirts and dresses. Before the family was killed, strange occurrences were happening around the house. It started when the maid quit because she had suspicion that the house was haunted. She reportedly heard strange noises and footsteps coming from the attic.
The family quickly came to the conclusion that she was mentally disturbed. The next strange event was when Father Andreas found footprints leading to the barn, yet no footprints leading back to the woods. He did inspect both the house and the barn, but did not see or hear anyone. That night, Andreas also heard footsteps coming from the attic, and the next morning there was a missing key. Of course, a biopsy and inspection was done, which concluded that the killer stayed in the house for a while after killing the family. One of the most popular suspects is Victoria's suitor, Lauren Schlitzenbauer.
The reason he would have committed his crime is if his child, Joseph, was not actually his. There was also a case that Victoria was trying to sue him before she was murdered. Although he was not convicted, there was many little details that made people suspicious. A few examples of this is that the dog that was tied up in the barn barked and growled profusely at the man. He also did not seem that disturbed by the sight of the dead bodies and easily separated them. When asked why, he calmly said that he was just trying to look for his boy. It was concluded that it was hard to find a killer because there was no motivation to kill the family. The last unsolved mystery we are focusing on is the case of Jack the Ripper. In 1888, an unknown killer murdered 5 people and affected many others. This case is well known for its absurd amount of suspects and letters written by the killer. Although only a few people were determined dead by murder, there were many others missing and dead people that could have been possibly killed by Jack the Ripper. The start of discovering possible suspects started with the many letters sent by Jack the Ripper. One of the more famous letters was, "Dear Boss." This information stated that if the Ripper was not caught, he would continue killing. The letter also showed that Ripper was confident, insane, and not afraid to talk about his future plans.
The problem with the letter was that the police could not figure out if it was a hoax or not. This is why the letter wasn't released into the public until a week after it was sent. Another popular note from the killer was a postcard labeled "Saucy Jackie." Once the letter was told to the people of London, the police department ended up getting tons of mail about Jack. Most were letters, and most ended up being hoaxes. These letters also could have been the reason why there was over 500 suspects. Large amounts of research is still being conducted even after 130 years. It is so difficult to find the suspect because of the many letters and the absence of motivation for killing.
With these 4 murder stories, the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, the Zodiac Killer, the Hinterkaifeck murders, and Jack the Ripper, it leaves a person with a new perspective into the depths of unsolved mysteries.
These mysteries may have occurred many years ago, but police are still trying to track down the murderers because they may still be out there waiting to kill their next victim. We would like to thank you for listening to our podcast and joining us as we ventured into the cases of these unsolved mysteries.